I want to give you a picture of what we're doing to train health professionals and where we might strengthen some of our activities. And I would say that I am employed as a dean of Morgan State University, which is a historically black college and university, and much of what I talk about will be historically black colleges and university. This gives you an idea of what we are up against. This is our building, and it is a converted TV studio. And the thing that we like about it is that it's out in the community, but it's not made for classroom, it's not made for education, but we go with what we have. But I want to just give you, remind you of who, where we're going nationally. Right now, about 35% of our population is people of color, and in 2050, it'll be about 54%. So we're moving in that direction. And so we asked ourselves, what are we doing now to train people for this reality? And the only good data, or semi-good data we could find, were in the Integrated Post-Secondary Education Data System of the Department of Education. Department is missing from that that word there, that sentence there. But I will say up front that there were inaccuracies in the data. We know that there are inaccuracies, and part of what we're going to talk about assumes that the inaccuracies are random. So we look at the degrees conferred in 2000 to 2008, and these are medical degrees, and you can see the blue line is total, the red line is Caucasian, and Asian is blue, the next blue line, and other people of color are the shorter bars along the bottom, 2000 to 2008. And if you look at the trend, you see that there was a slight decrease in medical degrees for white people and a slight increase for Asian people, but the rest of people of color were underrepresented and remained stably underrepresented in medical degrees. And this is what it looks like when you look at HBCUs versus traditionally white institutions. The in medical degrees, slight increase. In HBCUs, virtually no increase. And people of color, African Americans especially, about 12% were getting their degrees from HBCUs at the beginning of the decade, and it was about 12% in 2008, so it was pretty stable. Dentistry looks similar. White people, then Asians, and then people of color at the bottom. The white percentage stayed about the same. The Asian percentage dropped a little bit, but the rest of the populations remained sorely underrepresented. And this is what it looked like for degrees conferred during that period. Dental degrees, however, about 30% are given by HBCUs to African Americans. And that figure, as you can see, the blue bars, went up and down during the 8 years, but is fairly stable. Now, it gets interesting when we get to nursing. In nursing, you can see that in 2002, 2003, we start a major increase in the number of nursing degrees conferred in this country. And you can see that the red bar is Caucasian, and all of the rest of people of color are grouped at the bottom. There has been a slight decrease in the percentage of Caucasians receiving nursing degrees, but the increase can be seen probably if you look at the Hispanic line and if you look at the Asian line. And I brought my bar up here. Hispanic and Asian, slight increases. But when you look at degrees conferred from 2000 to 2008, the degrees conferred in nursing have skyrocketed. That's for traditionally white institutions. Along the bottom is the line for historically black colleges and universities, just about stable. And if you look closely, nursing degrees, about 10% were awarded by HBCUs at the beginning of the decade, and that figure has gone down. It's now about 8 to 9%. Pharmacy, similar to nursing, and you know what I'm talking about now, so I don't have to talk about every detail. You see pharmacies going up a little bit, but nothing exciting. Pharmacy degrees, however, pharmacy degrees for African Americans have always been around 30%, well, always, I don't mean always, but in the past decade, been around 30% awarded by historically black colleges and universities. And then we get to us, we get to public health, and we see that public health is having an increase in the number of degrees conferred, an increase in the number of degrees conferred to white people, an increase, if you look, number of degrees conferred to African Americans. And this is how it looks when you look at percentage-wise. There's a real difference, a change in the makeup of a public health workforce, if you look at degrees conferred. 60% are white at 2000, and 50% 2008. And you can see the African Americans are increasing. Hispanics are also increasing. And this is what public health degrees look like during this decade. Again, the degrees are skyrocketing. The numbers in HBCUs are virtually flat. And if you look at African Americans getting public health degrees, in 2000 it was about 15% getting those degrees from HBCUs. That figure has dropped to about 8% by 2008. So African Americans, the percentage-wise, are going to TWIs, not to HBCUs, to get their training in public health. And we know that public health is facing a major workforce problem. There's a decline in the workforce from 220 per 100,000 population to 158 in the year 2000. We also know that the people practicing public health are not trained in public health. We know that half of the public health workforce is going to retire in the next 10 to 12 years. And there are real shortages in public health nursing. It's dramatic. When I think of public health when I was young, public health nursing was the definition, and that's gone down from 39% to 17.6%. Epidemiology, there's a huge need for epidemiologists. Environmental health professionals don't get enough attention. There's a huge need, especially in our underserved communities, for environmental health professionals. But when we look again at African American graduates, the nursing graduates are increasing, but the only other area in which you can see any real increase would be public health in numbers. This is number, not percent. So what are the HBCUs doing? About 4.5 to 5% of pharmacy grads come out of HBCUs. But you see, the rest of health is doing very little when it comes to training. The HBCUs are doing very little when it comes to training health professionals. Medicine is probably the worst. Public health is going down when it comes to HBCUs. And we have a real issue there because we have 105 historically black colleges and universities in our country. And 3 medical schools, 2 dental schools. We have 7 public health programs, but there is not one accredited school of public health in a historically black college and university in this country that says that eliminating health disparity is one of its major health goals. We also have 28 nursing programs and 6 pharmacy programs. So we know that people of color have major problems when it comes to getting advanced degrees. There are financial problems. Preparation for advanced degrees is also an issue. Awareness and visibility, I can testify to that. I had no idea what being a physician was, never mind being a public health physician. Mentoring is also a major problem when it comes to getting people of color into the health workforce. And this is just a page from our Morgan State brochure that says what we do, and we talk about our explicit commitment to diversity. We talk about our faculty, our diverse faculty being on the admissions committee. We talk about using different criteria than just the quantitative criteria. We use qualitative criteria. We ask whether this person is really going to be a good public health professional, no matter what the board scores or test scores are. And mentoring is a strong part of what we do at our program. So we have a real need to use historically black colleges and universities if we're really serious about eliminating health disparities. And there's little data about people of color, how they get in, what they do after they get in, where they graduate, and where they go after they graduate. And it was unfortunate that we had to go to the Department of Education to get these data. DHHS needs to have these kinds of data so that we can plan more rationally and logically. And we need to develop our schools, our historically black colleges and universities, by putting resources into their infrastructures, by attracting faculty, and there are many strategies to attract good faculty. And I haven't mentioned community, but community is integral to everything that we do in our school, and we need to increase community-based research coming out of historically black colleges. So that was a quick scan of our beginning work of the role or should be a role of historically black colleges and universities in training health professionals. Thank you.